Good afternoon. The large upper low that brought us rain and higher elevation snow over the last 24 to 36 hours will gradually pull away from the region today. In its wake, we will see a weak high pressure system that's going to start to push into the region, and that's going to result in a dry but cool day. Temperatures should warm into the upper 40s to low 50s by this afternoon under partly to mostly cloudy skies. For tonight, those clouds should begin to break apart south of the Capital District with overnight lows once again in the low to upper 30s. Heading to the day tomorrow, we're going to have a fairly similar setup. That weak area of high pressure sticks around in the morning, will stay cloudy because of that, but as we work our way towards the afternoon, we're going to see the arrival of a little bit more mild temperatures, and we'll see a slight chance for some showers to develop, very isolated, very light, and scattered during the afternoon hours and into the early evening. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the upper level low responsible for the recent snowfall across the central Rockies to central high plains has weakened as its remaining energy continues to move eastward into the Ohio Valley before dissipating. Some rain can be expected across the Ohio Valley today, but the highest threat of heavy rain will be along the central Gulf Coast early today as a low pressure wave passes just to the south. The heavy rain threat will then shift eastward into northern Florida for the next couple of days along a slow-moving frontal boundary. Periods of heavy rain with embedded thunderstorms can also be expected as low-pressure waves from time to time form right along the front. In addition to this, gusty winds over parts of the Pacific Northwest will contribute to an elevated risk of fire weather over the region today. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 100 at Zapata County Airport in Texas to a low of 2 at 20 miles west-southwest of Dubois, Wyoming. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy with a high near 57. In Boston, mostly cloudy with some scattered rain showers and a high near 49. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with a high near 47. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 59, while the normal low is 38. The record high of 91 was set back in 2002, while the record low of 21 was set back in 1875 and tied in 1971. Today's sunrise was at 6:10 a.m. The sun will set at 7:40 p.m. It's a total of 13 hours and 29 minutes of daylight today. It's an additional 2 minutes and 44 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are going to see a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 40s and low 50s. For the night tonight, we'll turn mostly cloudy as our overnight lows look to drop down towards the mid to low 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are going to see mostly cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for maybe a scattered sprinkle or two. Highs look to reach into the low 50s. It will be windy at points as well, with wind gusts as high as around 20 to 25 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we'll still see that chance for a sprinkle early on. Otherwise, we'll stay mostly cloudy with our overnight lows dropping down into the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we're going to be mostly cloudy this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 40s and low 50s. For the night tonight, we will remain mostly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 40s and a few spots potentially into low 50s. For the night tonight, we will remain mostly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down into the low 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies this afternoon as our highs reach into the low 50s. For the night tonight, we will remain mostly cloudy as our overnight lows look to drop down into the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we will see a little bit more sunshine than we see today. Partly sunny skies are expected across the region as highs look to push into the upper 50s. A few spots have the potential to hit 60 degrees, but with that, we will see the chance for some isolated showers as we work our way into the afternoon. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.